This is the Medicine Podcast. I am Mimi, Mushroom Queen, AHCC educator, and culinary nutrition expert. I am quite obsessed with providing the unique knowledge for those that want to prevent disease in their body, in their mind, and in their relationships. If that's you, then you are in the exact right place, my love. Let's go take the medicine.
Hello, my friends. I am so excited today. If you can't tell by my voice, I am so excited to talk to you today about one of my favorite subjects, which is AHCC. If you follow me on Instagram or you're on my email list or whatever, you probably have heard me talk about AHCC, but maybe you're still curious about it. Maybe you don't really know what it works for. Maybe you don't know really where it comes from or how it's made or how it works in the body and what the main benefits are. I'm going to be answering all of these questions for you today in a very high level overview. My hope is that this will be an episode that people will be able to share with loved ones and friends and really just as a reference point so that you don't have to try to explain what AHCC is to someone that you think could benefit from it. Starting off, right off the bat, I want to read or just tell a story about a really powerful success story, a patient story. This came from I call it my AHCC Bible. It's called The Medical Breakthrough in Natural Immunotherapy. And it's basically an AHCC textbook. And this is one of the most powerful success stories in that book, in my opinion. And every time I read it, I just like get tears in my eyes. It's so powerful. But let's see if I can remember it straight from the old noggin. So this is a story about a 21-year-old male from Japan. And this comes from Shibutami Central Hospital. So this otherwise healthy 21-year-old male started getting a lot of dizziness, migraines, loss of appetite, just these really weird symptoms. He was really off balance and couldn't stand up very well. So he goes into the hospital and they finally diagnose him with a very severe and specific type of brain cancer called medulloblastoma. And medulloblastoma is kind of crazy because it's not just like a round tumor that they can go in and just like surgically remove or radiate really easily. It permeates through the healthy brain tissue so that the cancer cells and healthy cells are interwoven and you can't really tell which is which makes it incredibly difficult, if not impossible, to treat. So they say, you know, even if we do radiation and chemotherapy, you likely only have about 6 months to live. And they did end up doing radiation and chemo. Nothing changed. Nothing could touch this type of cancer. And so they said, you're better off just going home and spending the last few months of your life with your family. So he did that. And upon leaving the hospital, some angel gave him an AHCC and introduced him to this wonderful food. And so he started taking it. He had no other option. Why not? And then after a few weeks of taking it, he noticed that his symptoms were subsiding. He was less dizzy. He had fewer headaches. He could stand. He could walk okay. And he was getting his appetite back and just kept taking the AHCC. Then 4 months later, he is completely symptom-free, feels 100% normal. So he goes into the hospital again and gets scanned again, tested again. And they're like, we can't find your brain cancer. Like you don't have cancer anymore. And they were just like stunned. They thought it was like a miracle. So fast forward 3 years, this now 24-year-old finished college, is moving on with his life, and he is cancer-free still 3 years later. Just an incredible story. If you don't have goosebumps, you're not human. No, but this is just a really good example of how powerful this food can be. And yes, I said food. It is actually classified as a functional food. AHCC stands for active hexose chorylated compound. And it actually comes from shiitake mushrooms. But it's not the same as just eating a bunch of shiitake mushrooms, and I'm going to explain why in just a minute. But AHCC is the most clinically researched functional food in the world with 32 years of clinical research behind it. It is absolutely incredible. And I actually heard about it when I was a dental hygienist. One of our patients in our office got HPV later in life, and her naturopath recommended AHCC. And then when I heard that, I looked it up. I had never heard of it prior to this, looked it up, looked at all the research, started digging into it. And then this is a year and a half later now, and I haven't stopped digging into the research and the stories and spreading education about AHCC. I just don't accept that there are no answers to, no healthy, safe answers to cancer and some of these other chronic diseases that AHCC effectively fights. So I am committed to being the link from the 32 years of clinical research to you, all of you that need to hear this, and hopefully can help me in spreading this ripple to your friends, to your family, anyone that you know, strangers that you hear talking at the grocery store. I've done that plenty of times, grocery store, airport, all the things. Hey, oh my gosh, I just overheard your conversation. I have to tell you about this. And then I go into it. My hope is that you can just send them this episode and then they can listen to it themselves. So I'm just going to start off and go through some of the basic, very common questions that I get about AHCC. So what is it? Like I said, it comes from shiitake mushrooms. And so why the crazy name, active hexose chorylated compound? It's because it refers to the type of sugar that that AHCC is. And I won't get super, super crazy sciencey, but that's why they had to name it something else besides just shiitake. And it actually comes from the roots or mycelia of shiitake mushrooms. And the company that produces all the AHCC in the world, there's only one place that it comes from in Japan. It's called Amino Up. And that's the company name. And so if it says AHCC on the bottle, you know that it's coming from one trusted source. There's no wiggle room because it is a trademarked process of culturing this mycelia of shiitake mushroom. So mycelia, you're like, okay, what is that even? I know it's kind of a weird term, but I want to explain the anatomy of a mushroom really quickly. So the part that you see above the ground, that is called the fruiting body, you know, in your yard or the culinary mushrooms that you get in the store or in a stir fry, whatever, that's called the fruiting body. What's underneath the ground is called the mycelia. And I'm actually going to read you a little excerpt from one of my guides that I created explaining what mycelia is. So, the mysterious underground portion of the mushroom organism is called mycelia. It looks like roots, but I want you to think of it like a network of immense intelligence. The mycelia are the most intelligent part of the mushroom organism, and it gives life to the fruiting bodies. Mycelia are truly incredible, so incredible that we are still learning much about it. But what we do know is that the mycelia is responsible for navigating through the earth and drawing nutrients through the mushroom. It can even communicate with other plants and organisms, giving nutrients to surrounding trees and plants. When examined closely in a lab, researchers observed mycelia actually navigating around potential pathogens in bacteria that could harm the organism. The mycelia are proof that mushrooms aren't just another plant or vegetable. They are dynamic, intelligent organisms that we are still trying to fully understand. I am convinced they belong in every single one of us. So the mycelia are not the same. Mycelial products are not the same as other mushroom products, powders and things that say, you know, from the fruiting body. That's a very different part and it behaves differently in the body. Which brings me to my next question. How does it actually work? So HCC works by increasing your immune cells and then also leveling up the communication between all of those cells. So oftentimes I say it's like multiplying the U.S. Army by 300% and then giving each soldier a 5G satellite radio and also telepathy, where the army is so much bigger and now each soldier knows what every other soldier is doing and where they're going and what they're up to and how they're fighting. Can you imagine that organism? It is so much more effective at fighting off invaders and tumors and things like that. So HCC is also an immune modulating food. Okay, immune modulating, what the heck is that? I'm going to give you another analogy. Excuse me. You know those cars that have those windshield wiper sensors where it can tell when it's raining. And so you don't even have to flip on the windshield wipers. As soon as it starts raining, your car senses it or the windshield wipers sense it and they start moving. And as it rains harder and harder, they start moving faster and faster. If it slows down, then they slow down. Think of that like HCC. It is modulating or regulating your immune system such that if your body is in a state of suppressed immune system, like cancer, HPV, or other viruses, then HCC can give your body a boost so that it can fight those invaders properly. Now, in the case of autoimmune disorders like lupus, Crohn's, RA, then you actually, your immune system is running too hot. It's too active. It's actually attacking itself. So HCC delivers more immune intelligence so that your body is smarter and that it can say, okay, whoa, 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 we need to actually cool it. We need to cool off a little bit and stop attacking ourselves. So it can go both ways from one end of the spectrum to the other because it's not boosting or suppressing, it's more immune intelligence. So what are the main benefits of AHCC? Well, starting off super simple, I take it every day, 2 capsules, which equals about 1.5 grams. I take that every day for general health and general immune intelligence. I would love to go the rest of my life without a cancer diagnosis, and HCC helps deliver that daily consistent immune intelligence for my body so that it can go in and detect and destroy possibly those cancer cells or viruses or bacteria that do not belong in my body. This gives me the confidence that I'm really giving my every day, I'm giving my body the tools that it needs, that it's actually begging for, this intelligence. And another benefit is with cancer treatment. As in the story that I told you at the very beginning of this podcast, you can use it as a standalone treatment, like our guy, the 21-year-old did with his brain cancer, or you can use it alongside chemotherapy. And it actually increases the efficacy of chemotherapy and at the same time reduces the negative side effects of chemotherapy, you know, liver failure, hair loss, fatigue, loss of appetite, nausea, all those things are actually reduced significantly by AHCC. And like I said, I'm staying pretty high level here. I'm going to have subsequent episodes going into you know, AHCC and cancer and chemotherapy, and just a full episode on that. Same with HPV and other chronic issues that AHCC can help fight. But today, I just want to give everyone a rundown of the overall AHCC benefits and world. So another huge benefit is clearing HPV. So currently, there is no answer for HPV. If you get diagnosed or if you find out that you have HPV, there's no medication. There is a vaccine, but that is questionable. And I'll get into that in later episodes. In its safety, for sure. There are huge red flags, in my opinion. But it also, you have to have it prior to being exposed. And then it doesn't, the vaccine does not always protect you against all of the strains. Human papillomavirus has over 100 strains, and the vaccine only works for a few of them. When you have more immune intelligence in your body, it doesn't matter what the strain is. Your body recognizes it as, you're not supposed to be here, and I'm going to get rid of you. So we want that intelligence rather than something that's only going to work for a few strains. So there's no answer. There's no answer that doctors can give other than, hey, we'll watch it. We'll keep an eye on it. Make sure it doesn't get bigger. And it's true that your immune system, whether you're taking HCC or not, can clear HPV. But a lot of people don't. And so really their only answer is, okay, we'll keep an eye on it. Or they do different procedures where they cut or burn tissue, the damaged tissue, out of you, out of the woman's cervix, which is so invasive and really painful and can cause fertility issues down the road. So I wanted to speak to one of the clinical studies that came out last year, actually the most recent one on HPV. And this is from the journal Frontiers in Oncology. In this study, 63.4% of patients were cleared of their high-risk HPV in 6 months or less with taking AHCC. That is incredible, you guys. Over 50% just in 6 months or less. That's not saying that the other 46.6% didn't clear it. It just means that they might have needed to take it a little bit longer. This is where I start to get like almost angry, because I see these results and I'm wondering to myself, why isn't this taught? Why isn't this given out in every gynecologist's office? Why isn't this talked about? Why isn't this taught in medical schools, in residency? And I don't know the answer. I have theories, but I don't ultimately know why this isn't made more of a priority. Hence why I'm here and talking to you, why I'm in your ears right now, is so that we can all kind of join together and get this information out and not necessarily wait for doctors and textbooks to catch up. We might not have time for that. It could take 20, 30 years. And with the stats on cancer rising every year, I don't have time for that. So we're jumping in. I'm jumping in here where I can. And HPV is something that's so pervasive. It affects so many people worldwide. And if you've been affected, if you have found out that you have like cervical dysplasia or abnormal cells or an abnormal pap, or you are HPV positive, I would absolutely point you to a guide that I created. It's actually a guidebook. And I was doing one-on-one consults with a lot of different women. And I was just like, you know what? I just need to put this in written format and have a guidebook that people can refer back to and not necessarily use me, but use my guidebook. So this guidebook goes through not only the AHCC protocol with dose and timing and everything. It also teaches you all about AHCC, even in more in depth than I am teaching you now. And then it also gives you nutrition protocol and guidelines for healing. And then I explain what a healing mindset practice is and really the tools that you need to get your mind in the state of being that it needs to be to heal. And so if that's something you're dealing with, please check out my guidebook. It's on my website, getmimifit.com/HPV guide. getmimifit.com/HPV guide. I would absolutely start there. If you've heard from your doctor, yeah, we'll just watch it. You don't have to just sit around and watch it. You can actually do something active to rid your body of this virus. So I encourage you to go check that out right now. So going back to the benefits of AHCC, we talked about general health, we talked about cancer, we talked about clearing HPV, and it can also help with autoimmune disorders. I mentioned those briefly before, but things like Crohn's, lupus, RA, Sjogren's, these are all disorders and syndromes that I have personally worked with people one-on-one and kind of guided them through the process. And one of them being my sister, my older sister, who actually was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis when she was 31, I believe. So she's had it for 5 years now. And that's really, really young to be diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. Usually it's like 60 to 65 year olds that get diagnosed. So this is that's a lot for a 31-year-old. And I want to read her review to you. I asked her to give me an honest review of her experience with HCC. And she says, quote, "My sister hounded me to take HCC for about 9 months. I put it off because as someone with rheumatoid arthritis, I get a lot of recommendations for, quote, miracle products from well-meaning people. When I finally started taking it, I noticed a week later that the heat and muscle stiffness I had every morning was gone. When I ran out of AHCC, those symptoms came back. As soon as I got my act together and ordered it again, they went away. No joke, this is the only non-pharmaceutical in 5 years that I can tell an instant difference with." Ooh. That gets me like emotional just knowing that through my education and digging into this, I've helped my sister that much. It just, not to toot my own horn, but man, I'm so happy that I can provide this avenue, this channel for not only my friends and family, but you now. So it also is, it's not just confined to these big cancer, autoimmune, HPV. Because AHCC helps get your body right, it gets your immune system right, your defense system, your body's army. It doesn't go in and directly fight the viruses or the cancer or the RA. It gets your body to a state that it is intelligent and can do what it was supposed to do from the very beginning. So other diseases and conditions that it can effectively fight, things like diabetes, hepatitis, allergies, PTSD, cardiovascular disease, arthritis, and more. You guys, is that not incredible? Is your jaw just like on the floor right now? Are you scratching your head wondering, why the hell have I never heard of HCC before? I know. That's exactly what I thought when I heard about it. I actually got to the point, I still do, of anger, where there is this tool that everyone can access. You don't need a prescription for, and it is safe, reliable, and has more research behind it than most pharmaceuticals on the market. Why is this not spread far and wide on every news channel everywhere? I don't know. But again, that's what I'm trying to affect here. Okay, so switching gears to the safety of AHCC. Every drug or clinically tested supplement goes through a process of safety tests so that consumers know and manufacturers know what that high dose is, what that maximum dose is. You know, you don't want to take more than this, then you start to see adverse effects or even, you know, that toxic dose, which would cause someone to die. So they took HCC through all the normal safety tests, and what they were finding, they do these on mice in a clinical setting. And what they were finding with the mice was they couldn't feed them enough to see any adverse effects. They were feeding these rats or mice about 8 times their body weight in HCC. And they couldn't get this down. They tried to, but they couldn't get this much down, these little mice. And so they literally never found a toxic dose, because what that translates to is that if, you know, as a human, for you to swallow that many pills, that much HCC, you would actually die of kidney failure from the water that you're intaking rather than the HCC. That's how incredibly safe it is. And that's why one of the reasons why I am so confident that it honestly belongs in every single body. It is safe for kids. They say after 2 years old, you're good. It's safe for pets. You can dump it right into your golden retriever's food. I actually have a woman that reached out to me. Her dog, golden retriever, has arthritis and cancer, and she's pretty old, and she saw that HCC was effective for pets, and she started giving Ginger 2 capsules a day, which is 1.5 grams in her wet food every day. And it's been months now, and she's going strong. She's doing well. And her vet is like astounded. She's like, this is incredible. Like, she thought for sure that this family would be back with their dog with some sort of problem, but they haven't yet. And I'm so happy that, you know, her dog is more comfortable and just has a better quality of life. She's old, so it might not extend her years and years and years, but at least her quality of life is so much better. She's not like gimping around or in pain all the time. So they couldn't find the toxic dose for these mice. So literally they have to just estimate. They have to estimate and say, okay, well, we think it could be this, but literally no human could ever get to that amount of HCC in your body. So do not worry about overdosing or taking too much, or, oh shoot, I took 3 capsules instead of 2. You're totally fine. You could eat AHCC all day and still not have any adverse effects. I'm being flippant. Don't do that, but you could. Pregnancy is a question that I get all the time. Is it safe for pregnant and breastfeeding women? They don't do a lot of drug studies or food studies even on women, because on pregnant women, because it's, you know, considered unethical. If something does happen, now those babies are affected, and it's considered unethical. You can probably guess what I'm going to do when I'm pregnant. I have been immersed in the safety and efficacy of AHCC for 1.5 years now. So I'm good with the safety of it for when I'm pregnant and breastfeeding, but I do not want to give medical advice to a pregnant woman. You have to decide for you what you are comfortable with. Now, if it is for something like HPV or an autoimmune disease that you can't even get out of bed unless you do have your AHCC, and I do have clients that is a reality for them, I would recommend it, because that stress for the baby is not healthy either. But if you're simply taking HCC for general health, like I do every day, then feel free to hold off until, you know, you have the baby. But I have also talked to and worked with many women who are breastfeeding and take HCC, and everything is just fine. So I hope that answers some of your questions about pregnancy. If you have further answer or questions, or you just have a very specific type of question with that, email me. And for the overall safety, like, what are the standards that HCC is manufactured at? And I had the privilege of going to Japan this summer, and I actually went to the facility at AminoUp where all the HCC in the world is produced, and it was incredible. It was, oh my gosh, a well-oiled, sterile machine. People in hazmat suits and just perfectly clean environment. I was so impressed through and through. And so the standards that they manufacture AHCC are equal to that of any pharmaceutical on the market. So you don't have to worry about, what are the standards that it gets processed and manufactured? It is top notch. So if you're like, okay, I got to get my hands on this stuff, I don't blame you. Where can you get it? You can get it from me. I have the amazing privilege to have my own private label of AHCC. I was approached by the manufacturers back in, March of last year to put together my own private label. And what that means is it is the exact same product as, you know, other sources of AHCC. It comes from the same place in Japan. But I designed a label and it has my name on it and it's connected to me. So people that order from me, you're getting the same product, but you're also getting access to me and my knowledge and expertise and connection with some of the researchers and doctors that are studying AHCC, some of the primary people that are moving AHCC forward in this world. And not only that, but this mission I have of extending this ripple effect to reach more people. When you support me, you're supporting that. And I want to thank you. If you've bought from me or told other people or bought it for someone else in your life, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Nobody's going to become a millionaire off of having their own private label. That's not really why I'm doing this. It's not really that big of a moneymaker. The reason why I want my own private label is so that I can provide an avenue, a channel for health, and an answer for people that is also connected to me and my brain. And I'm just honored. I'm honored to provide that goodness for people. If you want to get your hands on some AHCC, then go to my website. It's getmimifit.com/store. And you'll see a whole lineup of AHCC there. You can just buy it the one time if you want, or it's a couple dollars cheaper to get a subscription. And depending on the dose that you need, I have a once a month subscription and then a twice a month subscription. So either you're getting it once a month or you're getting it every 2 weeks, depending on what you're using it for and how much you need per month. I would love to hear more of your AHCC questions. If you go to my website, getmimifit.com, there is a tab for contact, and that is my email, and it goes directly into my inbox. If there is a question that you have about AHCC that I didn't answer for you today, go ahead and shoot it over to me. I am constantly building AHCC content. And like I said, there are going to be many more AHCC episodes, one specifically on cancer and chemotherapy, and then one on HPV, and then one on autoimmune. I'm going to get these out, but today I wanted you to hear the overall benefits of AHCC and how safe it is, how reliable it is, and how much research there is behind this incredible food. Yes, it is a food, remember? I hope you learned a lot. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. And now you know about AHCC. I'm so happy to be able to bring you this information. If you loved this episode, or if you thought of someone that could maybe benefit from AHCC, someone that's maybe dealing with a chronic illness, or maybe just your family, maybe you just want your family to be overall healthier, I encourage you to grab some AHCC and start spreading that immune intelligence, get it into your life. And then if you have someone that you can think of, send them this episode, screenshot it, tag me on your Instagram. It's at getmimifit. And I would love to see what an impact this is making and who's seeing it, who's sharing it, all the things. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you helping me spread this ripple and get this good, good information out. We all need it so badly. I love you. I thank you for your time, and we will talk more next time. Have an amazing day. Bye.